Pegleg gave me grief for making noise again last night. I was up till six with a jeune fille from near Versailles. She was so enchanting, like Colette, but not so pure. As she faded into cityscape, I knew that I'd miss her. Their dog yelped incessantly, the advertisements blared. After seven flights of stairs, I was too confused to care. The man who cleaned the room read the paper patiently, and there he was when I emerged a little after three. Lorenzo di Medici would disdain this vulgar place, and Cosimo would scoff at its provincial lack of taste. But here I am in Paris, and it's 15 bucks a shot at the Hotel de Medici de Saint-Cyr rue Saint-Jacques. Calling from the street, it seems that I'd misplaced the key. I disgraced the windowsill and whispered, "Please help me." Through the cardboard walls, I could hear the girls discuss Paris in the 20s and such heavy-handed stuff. All they really wanted was to see the Beat Hotel. Oh, this very institution would have served them just as well. Lorenzo di Medici would disdain this vulgar place, and Cosimo would scoff at its provincial lack of taste. But here I am in Paris, and it's 15 bucks a shot at the Hotel de Medici de Saint-Cyr rue Saint-Jacques. Finally, we managed to unlatch the bolted door, left the place in mild disgrace amid a full uproar. In Florence, the Palazzo houses legendary works. In Paris, there's a gallery of tattered, musty murk. In place of queens and princes, there's a family of five and a constant stream of tourists who are barely getting by. Lorenzo di Medici would disdain this vulgar place, and Cosimo would scoff at its provincial lack of taste. But here I am in Paris, and it's 15 bucks a shot at the Hotel de Medici de Saint-Cyr rue Saint-Jacques.